From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect.
Brett Eckleberry joins us from Focus on the Family's Plugged In. Brett, thanks for taking a little bit of time with us today.
Hey, Steve, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Now, we're pre-recording this on Thursday, and actually off the air, we were talking a little bit about some of what's happening in basketball land. The Lobos taking on San Jose State at 1 o'clock as we record this. So by the time this airs, we'll know the fate of the Lobos in the Mountain West tournament in Las Vegas. But looking past the conference tournaments, many of us aware of things like the NCAA bracket of 64 teams, and of course the NIT and other smaller tournaments. But yeah, that big 64-team tournament just around the corner, and we know that offices all over the country are going to be filling out brackets, Brett. A regular occurrence for you?
Yearly tradition, and even in our department as well, we always have a competition, see who fills out the best bracket.
Well, the Plugged In team has come up with the Christian Movie Madness, which if you haven't been to our website yet, go to klyt.fm. You'll see the banner for it. Click on it. You'll have probably all the information you need. But Brett, fill them in.
Yeah, so Christian Movie Madness, inspired by, as you'd imagine, March Madness. Plugged In has reviewed a lot of Christian movies over the years, and we've really seen, I think, the quality of Christian movies just continue to go up and up. 2024 was a great year for Christian movies. So we got the wild hair that, you know what, maybe there's enough Christian movies out here now that we could do our own bracket, our own 64 movie bracket, and ask our audience, hey, help us determine what is the greatest Christian movie of all time. So that's what we've done. We've taken 64 Christian movies, all sorted out by a Box Office Mojo. That was primarily how we did it. Seeded everything by lifetime adjusted annual gross, just to give us a seeding, help us set the matchups. And there are a few exceptions to that. For example, one of our one seeds is the Jesus film from 1979, which couldn't find any financial information on, but Crew says that that film has been seen by over 5 billion people. So we thought that would deserve a one seed. But we've got all the matchups set up in our bracket, and we are asking our audience to vote on their favorite movies to help us determine which is the greatest Christian movie of all time.
Well, this is going to be a lot of fun, and I should let the listener know if they click on it, even today as they listen on Friday, they won't be able to start making their picks. Their picks begin on the 16th. Which will land on Sunday. But you can go if you click on the banner at klyt.fm right there in the Action Center. Click on the Plugged In Christian Movie Madness banner, and you can actually see the bracket. And to be honest with you, I would not have time, Brett, to get through movies, the ones I have not seen on this list. And actually, I may be older than a lot of the listeners that have been through some of these. And I actually, one of the things I noticed was I find old movies. You got the Ben-Hur from 1959.
We do.
And the Ben-Hur from 2016.
Yeah, we do. We have a couple instances of that where movies based on the similar story, the same with Left Behind. We have the 2000 version of Left Behind and the 2014 version of Left Behind as well. But yeah, so the movies that we have, again, 64 movies, it's spanning 8 decades of movies. So you have Ben-Hur, you have the Ten Commandments, you have The Robe. I think The Robe is the oldest one on there from 1953, I think, all the way up to the end of 2024. Our cutoff point for this was 2024. So you have some new movies like Best Christmas Pageant Ever, Sound of Hope. Yeah, a few movies like that. Well, more than a few.
Well, there's a lot. Yeah, there's the Nativity stories on there. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing several that I've seen. And actually, one of my very favorites I just found, it's a 14 seed. And I will tell the listener, if you have not seen Joseph Fiennes in Luther, that is a great movie that will kind of walk you through the Reformation.
Yeah, that is, I really enjoy that movie as well. And sticking with Joseph Fiennes, on the other end of the bracket, we have Risen, which came out, 2016, 2017. So another kind of just really strong movie that tells a familiar story in a very unique way. And I would just say one of the things we wanted to do with this bracket is just encourage the people out there to have fun with it, to really engage, vote for the movies you like. Obviously, it's a big bracket to start. We're going to be whittling it down over time. So we want to encourage people to be engaged with this bracket all throughout the process. So as you said, voting starts March 16th. People can come to our landing page. There will be links to vote. So you have voting windows of about 5 days each. So we'll take 5 days. We'll get through the first round, the round of 64. Then we'll move on to round of 32, 16, 8, 4, until we get to a champion. So we're asking people to stick with us all throughout that process, vote for their favorite movies all along the way.
All right. And you listen, something else you could do in the office or at home is print up this bracket. Now, this is a little bit different because you're going to be going on and voting each round, which, by the way, the dates for each round are on the website as well. Yes. The round of 64, then 32, 16, epic, the Epic Eight, the Famous Four, and the championship will be had on the championship voting will happen April 10th through the 14th. So this is a month long process. So a lot of fun, but you could print it and actually make your predictions and see how well you do predicting who's going to win this Christian movie madness bracket. Any thoughts there, Brett?
I think that's a great idea. In fact, so the Plugged In team, since we put this together, we're going to be abstaining from voting. But one of the things that we talked about was just as you suggest. We're going to fill out the brackets how we think they will go. We're going to make our guesses and we're going to see how well we do throughout the process. And as the process goes, if you follow Plugged In on social media, our YouTube channel, we're going to be talking about what is happening in the bracket. Maybe some of the big upsets that we didn't expect. So to your point, yeah. Steve, if Luther goes far in the bracket, I mean, that 14 seed could go deep. Maybe something like on the other side of the bracket, Facing the Giants, which is an early Kendrick Brothers movie, a 12 seed. I think that's my sleeper pick to go far.
Well, and as I look at Luther, Luther's got a hard start. I can only imagine. But
it does. But
the question they have. Yeah. Go ahead, Brett.
Oh, I was just going to say some of the matchups, I think that's half the fun, is seeing some of the individual matchups that you can have on one side of the bracket. Of course, we've got four divisions, which we, of course, broke up Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Those are the names of our divisions. We have something like Jonah, a VeggieTales movie, competing against The Case for Christ. So, both very good movies, but much different in tone. And I think I find that exciting and interesting just to see how the audience votes on that.
Well, the other thing I would encourage the listener to do is print off a copy of this. So, you know, eventually, I'm guessing eventually this will be taken down from the Plugged In website. And what a great list to go through if you haven't seen. As I continue to go through this, I see a lot of movies a lot of people might not be familiar with. 7 Days in Utopia, another great movie. China Cry, a lot of people may not. That goes back probably late 80s, early 90s. So there's a lot of really good. Now, what I was going to ask you, Brett, was, is there a film that you didn't find on this list really finds a place in your heart?
That didn't find a place on the list?
Yes.
That is a good question. I am trying to think. I can't think of one right now, actually.
And you already know mine. We talked about it before we came on the air. Chariots of Fire, if people have not seen, based on a true story of I'm never sure if it's Eric Little or Eric Liddell. Missionary to China, I think to China.
Yes.
But What a great story of his faith displayed during the Olympics in the early 20th century. Just a great film and well produced, and a great soundtrack from Vangelis.
Yes.
At any rate, lots of good things there. And Brett, we're really looking forward to going through this. I want to thank, on behalf of the KLYT listener, all the work that the Plugged In staff put into how much fun is this going to be? We're going to be talking it up through the whole thing and updating people on what's happening. Now, if you actually, the other good thing about this bracket with Plugged In, you know, when people fill out brackets in the office, if you don't have your bracket done, you know, completed before the beginning of the NCAA bracket run, you're out. In this one, if you miss any part of it, the next, you know, next round, you're welcome to get in there and do. It's all voting, so
yeah,
it's going to be a lot of fun to watch and see how this pans out. And we appreciate all you guys put into it, and look forward to seeing, you know, what is the next fun family activity Plugged In comes up with. For those, you know, let's leave it here, Brett, and you're welcome to go back and say anything else about the Christian Movie Madness. We keep saying Plugged In for those unfamiliar, which they should be. We air the Plugged In review every Friday during ABQ Connect in the 1 o'clock hour, but let people know more about some of the resources they can find at Plugged In.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Steve. So the main resource that we have that people can find at PluggedIn.com, we review all sorts of entertainment and media. That is what we are here for. We will review movies, TV shows, video games, even YouTube channels and books. And our goal is we watch it, we read it, we go through it, we identify maybe some content issues that are in these things, and we want to let parents and individuals know about those content issues so they can make the decision best for themselves on whether to watch, whether to read. We also like digging into maybe some of the underlying themes, because while some movies may not have content issues per se, they might have like a theme or a worldview that kind of conflicts with what we believe as Christians. So we like to identify those things too. Really just want to give as much information as possible to, again, parents, families, individuals, so they can make that decision that's best for themselves and whether to consume that media. So that is our primary purpose, and we love being able to serve people in that way.
Well, Brett Alcoberry has been our guest from Focus on the Family's Plugged In. Go to PluggedIn.com to find out more about all those resources Brett just mentioned. And you can go to their website directly to find the Plugged In Christian Movie Madness. But if you're a regular visitor to KLYT.FM in the Action Center there, you'll find, along with things like the link to the next Lighthouse Voices event, the Plugged In Christian Movie Madness banners there. Just click on it and get to voting starting this Sunday. Brett, thanks again for your time. I always appreciate all you guys do.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.